Home Study Lesson 1 Nephi 15 through 19 Unit 4 Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned as they studied 1 Nephi 15 through 19 or Unit 4 is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, 1 Nephi 15. Nephi and his brethren responded differently to Lehi's prophecies. By studying Nephi's actions, students discovered that if we inquire of the Lord in faith and obey his commandments, then we will be prepared to receive revelation and guidance from him. Nephi explained the meaning of the rod of iron, showing that studying and following the Word of God daily strengthens us against Satan's temptations. Day 2, 1 Nephi 16. From Laman and Lemuel's reaction to Nephi's teachings, students saw that the guilty taketh the truth to be hard. When Nephi broke his bow, he showed that if we do all we can and also seek the Lord's direction, then he will help us through our difficulties. By studying how the Liahona directed Lehi's family, students learned that by small means, the Lord can bring about great things. Day 3, 1 Nephi 17. Nephi recounted his family's sojourn in the wilderness and arrival in the land Bountiful. When he was commanded to build a ship, he showed that if we keep the commandments, then the Lord will strengthen us and provide means for us to accomplish that which he has commanded. The Lord called Nephi's brethren to repentance in several ways. Students learned that the Holy Ghost speaks with a still, small voice, that we feel more than we hear. They listed situations and places that would prevent them from recognizing the still, small voice. Day 4, 1 Nephi chapters 18 and 19. Nephi's example in building the ship showed students that in order to accomplish what the Lord commands, we need to seek his help and put forth our own effort. Studying the voyage of Lehi's family to the promised land taught that sin leads to suffering for ourselves and sometimes for others as well. Nephi's example, when he was persecuted by his brethren, taught that we can look to God and remain faithful during our trials and that prayer can help us find peace during our trials. Introduction. This week, students studied significant events that occurred as Lehi's family traveled through the wilderness and across the ocean to the Promised Land. This lesson will help students review these events and discuss and testify of the principles they learned. Help the students recognize how Nephi remained faithful in difficult circumstances. Encourage them to follow his example of obedience and trust in the Lord during difficult times. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Nephi chapters 15 through 18. Nephi exemplifies obedience and trust in the Lord amid trials. If the following pictures are available, prepare to display them. The Liahona, Nephi subdues his rebellious brothers, and Lehi and his people arrive in the Promised Land. To help students review and understand the background of what they studied this week, randomly display the pictures and have students put them in chronological order. Invite them to imagine they are news directors and need to write a 3 to 6 word headline for each picture. Show the pictures in order and ask the class to respond with a headline. You may want to read the chapter summaries for 1 Nephi chapters 15 through 18 aloud to give them some ideas. To prepare students to discuss 1 Nephi 15, ask them to tell about an activity they participate in that requires effort on their part before they are able to enjoy the results. These may include activities such as schoolwork, playing an instrument, or athletics. Write 1 Nephi 15 2-3 and 7-11 on the board, and give students time to read each of these verses. Ask them why Nephi's brethren did not receive the same understanding Nephi received concerning Lehi's revelations. After listening to their responses, Help them identify that receiving inspiration and direction from the Lord first requires righteous living, effort, and faith on our part. You may want to highlight this principle by writing it on the board. What experiences have you had that have helped you know this principle is true? Write resilient on the board. Ask students what it means to be resilient. Following their responses, write the following definition on the board: strong and unbroken in situations of difficulty or pressure. To help students understand how the word resilient relates to Nephi, assign one of the following chapters to each student: 1 Nephi 16, 17, or 18. If you have a large class, it may be helpful to put students into groups and have them work together on a chapter. Write the following questions on the board. Encourage students to use their assigned chapter and the related study guide material to answer the questions. What tests did Nephi face in the chapter you reviewed? How did Nephi exercise faith in that circumstance? Which verses or phrases show evidence that Nephi's faith was resilient? What gospel principles are illustrated in the chapter? What experiences have you had with these principles that have increased your testimony? Allow sufficient time for students to complete this exercise. Then ask at least one student assigned to each chapter to share his or her answers. If you have enough students, you may want to have a different student report on each question for each chapter. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "Why do we need such resilient faith? Because difficult days are ahead. Rarely in the future will it be easy or popular to be a faithful Latter-day Saint. Each of us will be tested. Persecution can either crush you into silent weakness or motivate you to be more exemplary and courageous in your daily lives. How you deal with life's trials is part of the development of your faith. Strength comes when you remember that you have a divine nature, an inheritance of infinite worth." End quote. From Russell M. Nelson, Face the Future with Faith, Ensign Orleahona, May 2011. Invite students to share ideas about how they can meet life's challenges and personal tests as Nephi did. 1 Nephi 19. Nephi records prophecies about Jesus Christ to persuade us to remember Him. As time permits, ask students to review what they wrote in their study journals for Day 4, Assignment 5. Ask if any of them would be willing to share what they wrote about their love for the Savior. Then share your feelings about the Savior. Nephi loved the Savior and remembered Him in his trials. Testify that as we love and remember the Savior, He will help and support us in our trials. Next unit, 1 Nephi chapter 20 through 2 Nephi chapter 3. Tell students that in the next unit they will study some of Lehi's last words to his family before he died. They will also read a prophecy of very ancient date, long before Christ, about the prophet Joseph Smith.